listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Jordan DiGianni joins us. CBS Sports talks of NFL Wild Card Weekend almost in the books. We got Rams in Arizona tonight. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm doing well. Hope you guys are as well.
All right, your thoughts on the final seconds of the Cowboys-Niners game. Listen, I get nobody wants to overreact here, but that game with the penalties, with some of the play calling, I think Jerry Jones has really got to evaluate. Where did you see that chaos?
So, you know, coming into this matchup, I thought about tweeting, you know, when/if the Dallas Cowboys lose this game, a lot of the blame is going to be shifted on Mike McCarthy, whether that's fair or unfair. But sure enough, after watching that game, there's a lot of reasons you could fire Mike McCarthy. You know, I think that you look at the coaching staff as the main reason why this team wasn't ready to go, and you look at a lot of the situational football that occurred, and that was incorrect. Different, you know, the decisions they made were incorrect. And obviously you have that entire fiasco when they're trying to orchestrate a game-winning drive. And I want to talk about that for a sec. I mean, Mike McCarthy said he wanted the ball at the 25 instead of the 50. Okay, we can all agree with that. And you know what? I'll even be nice and avoid the play call for a second, the QB sneak with no timeouts. How does your offense not understand the under 1 minute protocols? How right. does Dak not know to hand the ball to the ref instead of spotting it yourself? How does the center not know that? More importantly, how do they both not know that? That was what was the most mind-blowing thing to me. That's why the Dallas Cowboys lost. It was crazy. And the fans were throwing things on the field at the players and the refs. And, yeah, I don't know how surprised I am that the 49ers have hit them. That was a pick of mine. But just how it all went down and the fact that they only scored 17 points, yeah, Jerry Jones is going to be very upset.
On the flip side of that, here's San Francisco, and they keep winning with Garoppolo, but you can tell that he's not the future there. But is he earning himself a job anywhere else?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think he is. You know, at the same time, I think that there's not many NFL franchises out there that look at him as some major upgrade that's going to be a guy that leads them to a Super Bowl, but he's still a pretty decent quarterback, especially when you consider and compare some of the different free agent signal callers that are going to be searching for new deals this offseason. You know, if I'm somebody like the Denver Broncos or just another club looking for an NFL quarterback, I, of course, am definitely going to be swinging for the fences, whether that's Russell Wilson, whether that's Aaron Rodgers, whether that's a high draft pick. But Jimmy Garoppolo is definitely doing something to show other teams that he's a legitimate starting quarterback.
All right, I want to get to the Buffalo Bills-New England Patriots game because for the Bills, an amazingly historic win just from what the offense did alone, but also just getting over the Patriot hump. What does that mean for them? But also, what does it mean for New England? How much work do they have to do? This is a blip on a radar, but how much work is Bill Belichick going to have to do this offseason?
Yeah, so first for the Buffalo Bills, you know, I don't know how much we might have learned about this team. We always knew that they were capable of an offensive explosion, maybe not unprecedented like this one where they scored literally every time they touched the ball, but they had all the pieces for an offensive explosion to take place. Now, can they maintain that same level of consistency as we go through the playoffs? That's kind of the main question there. I'm shocked that at the score, obviously, they lost by 30 points, or they won by 30 points. But this team, you know, I want to see if they really are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. Yeah, they can maybe take down the Chiefs, but who are they going to meet? The Tennessee Titans in the championship game? Can they take them down? Do they have a chance against a team like the Green Bay Packers? Now, as for the New England Patriots, this is kind of what I saw this team, other than the defensive disparity I saw in the postseason here, because this defense always was playing good football. But as for the offense, Mac Jones, he looks like a future signal caller. He looks like he's going to be the face of the future. But at the same time, we haven't seen him win games with his arm. He's needed the offensive line to establish tempo. He's needed the run game to be successful. And he's benefited from a pretty good defense overall as well. So I'm not necessarily shocked that they lost this game. I am shocked at the final score. But Bill Belichick has another offseason to try to get it right. Expect Mac Jones to take another step forward, and we'll go from there.
When Buffalo played Kansas City earlier this season, it was a time when we were questioning Kansas City. They looked like they were struggling. It looked like there was a little bit of an open book on how to defend them. But then they righted that ship. How different does this Chiefs team look compared to the time where we were wondering what exactly they were?
Oh, man, night and day. It's funny you bring that up because I think that moment in time when the Chiefs got absolutely routed on their home field in primetime was probably like the low of their season when everyone on a national stage saw the Chiefs, saw their weaknesses and said, man, this team is not the same as they were. But sure enough, they were able to right the ship, and obviously they look completely different now. We saw against the Steelers last night how efficient and effective this offense can be. And that's why everyone should be hopeful that we could get one of the best shootouts in NFL postseason history when these two offenses take the field next weekend. This Chiefs team is obviously a legitimate Super Bowl contender. A lot of people will make arguments that they're actually the number one team in the AFC. They're going to have a chance.
Every team that wins this upcoming weekend is one game away from the Super Bowl. And that includes the Cincinnati Bengals, who finally got a playoff win. I love Joe Burrow. I like his moxie, and I love the threat that he has around him. But are they on that level of being able to ride this train to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I would love to see that. That'd be very interesting to see this team make an entire flip with their new franchise quarterback. But I don't think they're there just yet. Even their win over the Raiders had some warts. I mean, it really shouldn't have come down to the final play. Obviously, they scored that controversial touchdown that shouldn't have counted by rule. You know, they're going to have a chance to really turn some heads in Music City this weekend. But the Bengals are 0-7 all-time in road playoff games. I mean, they've got their head coach. They've got their new quarterback. Obviously, this offense is humming. And that's going to kind of be the key against this Tennessee Titans team that's going to be absolutely wild and out there in Nashville. I mean, Joe Burrow really won the game, in my opinion, for the Cincinnati team, and how just efficient and consistent they were on offense. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be obviously play a huge player in what could be an upset for the Bengals. I don't see them as a team with the wherewithal to make a legitimate Super Bowl run just yet, especially after the season the Tennessee Titans have had and Derrick Henry's coming back. But obviously they're on the right track as a franchise.
Yeah, let's get to the Titans, because a week off is going to do teams a lot of good, and the Tennessee Titans have earned that, especially getting Derrick Henry back. Overall, though, just outside of Henry, what is there to like about the way the Titans are playing football?
Yeah, I mean, look at this franchise. They were able to secure the number one seed in the AFC without their best player for half the year. I mean, that should say a lot. I think that this team is capable of playing some of the best football in the NFL. You look at their defensive line, I think it's one of the best in the league. They can absolutely dominate games. Just go back and watch the film against the Los Angeles Rams earlier this year. Now, of course, I bring up them playing without Derrick Henry, but it almost didn't matter who was running the ball behind this offensive line in this game. They were finding success. Deonta Foreman looked like a top 10 running back at points this year. And then you look at the wide receiving core. It's kind of been bumpy. It's been up and down. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones have only been on the field together for, I think, 8 full games or so, only half the year.
Yeah.
But they're finally back healthy. This team is gaining momentum for itself. Ryan Tannehill overcame some of the turnovers he was throwing earlier this year. This Titans team is the number one seed in the AFC for good reason. And if you put Derrick Henry and add him to that equation, they're going to have the wherewithal to make a legitimate Super Bowl run.
What about tonight's game, Arizona at Los Angeles? Both teams kind of shaky to close out the season. Rams made Seattle look good when not very many teams have made Seattle look good. And Stafford has been struggling with turnovers. How do you see tonight's game?
Yeah, a lot of people are excited for round three between these two divisional opponents, and I definitely am as well. You know, the Cardinals really stumbled to the finish line, and they actually had what was defensively their worst performance of the season in the regular season finale against the Seattle Seahawks. That's a huge red flag. You don't want to see that from any team that's entering the playoffs, because you should be pegging them as somebody who's going to be an early round exit. But at the same time, this Rams team, you brought it up. Matthew Stafford has definitely had some issues with consistency and turning the ball over as well. Still, I like the way that this team finished the regular season. Even though they lost to the 49ers in overtime, just overall their past 5 games in the regular season, how they were able to perform. You look at this roster on paper, they have the talent enough to make a legitimate run. I'm leaning towards the Rams in this matchup.
All right, one final question. Jordan DeJohnny again, CBS Sports. Let's get to the champs. They easily beat Philadelphia, no trouble there. But there was a little bit of a concern. Have those concerns been removed because of that win against Eagles, or are they still there for the Buccaneers?
No, there's no concerns that have been removed for the Buccaneers. You know, this Eagles team, they didn't beat a playoff team all year. I think they finished the year 0-7 against teams that eventually made the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, we want to see the Buccaneers play, you know, a more formidable squad. That's great that they were able to take the field at home, take care of business. That's what should be expected out of a team led by Tom Brady. But at the same time, we want to see them go up against another team that has some offensive capabilities and has a more consistent signal caller, that where the Buccaneers are going to have to do more to keep up on the scoreboard. So, no, the jury's still out on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to see how they handle the offense without Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown.
Jordan, great having you on, my friend. Appreciate it. I know it's a busy Monday. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
You got it. Jordan DeJani, CBS Sports, talking a little NFL and a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. All right, come back. Final thoughts from Wild Card Weekend as we continue with Wake Up Call.